Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories.
That possible strike we told you about last week, it is on. We're talking about thousands of dock workers up and down the East Coast, which could make for a serious problem at your local store and maybe for your holiday shopping list. Let's get the latest live from our Glenn Chuck.
Yeah, and I'm at the port here, the Marine Terminal in Elizabeth, the Mara Marine Terminal, right across from Newark Airport. This is one of several locations here where the pickets have been set up, and they've been loud since midnight.
Power! Union! 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 Power!
I want to play that little clip of you as people are passing by here off the Jersey Turnpike. They're actually voicing their opinion through their horns here. So again, this will continue. The pickets are on all up and down the East Coast, impacting nearly half of the containerized goods in the United States. Again, all coming out of these ports in the first major East Coast port strike in nearly half a century. Now, the impact to New York City certainly is going to be felt. I spoke with Jeremy Avalatis yesterday. He's owning six restaurants on the Upper West Side, and they're concerned about supplies for sure.
Just another thing we have to do is really watch, focus on what's going on and see how to potentially, if something, you know, if something goes crazy, we have to try to push our menu in a different direction. For instance, if avocados go crazy, we try to promote something else other than guacamole, for instance.
Yeah, and for instance, this is going to be far-reaching in so many areas throughout the tri-state area. We'll keep you updated from here. Again, no deal as of right now. The strike is on. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM here in Elizabeth, New Jersey.
Another higher up in the Adams administration has resigned. This is the fifth person in the last 3 weeks. Top advisor Tim Pearson, who has been facing his own legal issues for months. Pearson, a former police officer who served with the mayor in the NYPD, was among more than half a dozen top aides whose homes were raided and electronics seized by the feds earlier this month. Separately, Pearson is facing four lawsuits accusing him of both sexual misconduct and retaliation in the workplace. Meantime, Mayor Adams' lawyer was back in court Monday looking to have the federal bribery counts against him tossed.
Asked about the city's conflict of interest rules, which say a public official cannot accept a gift of more than $50, Mayor Adams' defense attorney explains.
I'm not an expert in conflict of interest board law, okay? We have experts that weigh in on these things, and so does he. It is certainly not a violation of criminal law or federal criminal law.
Alex Spiro holding a news conference explaining he filed a motion to dismiss the corruption charges against the mayor. Adams is accused of accepting luxury trips and hotel suites in exchange for helping the Turkish government and accepting illegal campaign funds from Turkish nationals. Spiro says his high price shouldn't worry the New York City taxpayer.
City is not paying for his legal bills.
The mayor goes before the judge Wednesday. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Well, the question has been swirling about whether Governor Hochul might exercise her right to remove the mayor from office. Yesterday, she told reporters, not right now.
I'm giving the mayor an opportunity now to demonstrate to New Yorkers and to me that we are righting the ship.
Well, the governor was asked if the mayor transferring responsibilities or replacing aides would be disruptive.
They can be momentarily disruptive, but the larger good is served by having people in all levels, you know, whether it's the president, the governor, the mayor, any level of government, that it has people who are competent, who are ethical, and focus their responsibility, which is to serve the people of our state and our city.
Well, for his part, Mayor Adams again insisted that he is still in charge and is not going anywhere. For continuing coverage of the federal investigation into Mayor Adams, stay with 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM. Well, today is the day. A former FDNY chief is expected to plead guilty to bribery charges. This is Brian Cordasco of Staten Island, the former head of the department's Bureau of Fire Prevention, who's charged along with former FDNY chief Anthony Saccavino. Cordasco's accused of soliciting $90,000 in bribes in exchange for fast-tracking fire safety inspections for a number of businesses. Saccavino is accused of taking $100,000 in bribes. And while both men pleaded not guilty at their arraignment, there is word Cordasco has changed his mind. Former Mythbusters star Carrie Byron is encouraging young innovators to submit your projects now for the 2025 National STEM Festival. That's designed to inspire kids nationwide, especially in underserved communities, to get involved in the fields of science, technology, engineering, and math.
Byron, who's a co-director of the festival, spoke to 1010 Wins.
What we really need to communicate is that STEM is about creativity. It's about finding solutions. So no matter what, if you can identify a problem that needs solving, you can work on the science backwards from there.
Submissions are open through October 20th at nationalstemfestival.com. Top scoring students will get an expense-paid trip to showcase your projects in next March at the National STEM Festival in D.C. Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman to hold a briefing today on the new measures they are taking to handle threats made to schools. Ahead of that, he spoke to 1010 Wins.
We monitor social media because a lot of the threats are made on social media. We use technology in each of the schools where only one button needs to be pressed. It doesn't go to 911. The cavalry comes immediately. The police come immediately.
He says they have stepped up security in the wake of the recent school shooting in Georgia. He notes that on Long Island alone, there have been 60 threats since the start of the school year. The county executive will have more to say later this morning at the Mack Center for Training and Intelligence in Garden City.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.